In the 1974 movie California Split, George Segal and Elliot Gould play Bill and Charlie, two gamblers who bet their way from Los Angeles to Reno. They don't just bet on cards. California Split is a poker term. They bet on horses, boxers, and basketball games. They bet on a race between bugs across a drain. They bet when they're sober. They bet when they're drunk.
$20 says you can't name the seven dwarfs.
Okay. I know I can name three or four of them. But now you got to be able to seven of them, okay?
I got seven.
Doc.
That's one.
Dopey.
That's two.
Snoopy.
There is no Snoopy.
There ain't no Snoopy.
Here comes seven like a Gatling gun.
Okay, seven dwarfs. Okay. I'm ready.
Sleepy, grumpy Doc.
That's four.
That's three.
Oh, I'm with you.
Okay.
Dopey.
Dopey.
We got Dumbo.
There is no Dumbo.
Dumbo wasn't in that cast?
Dumbo flew.
Well, what happened? We both lose, huh? Dumbo.
California Split was directed by Robert Altman. You can probably tell that from the clip. And it's now out on DVD. Our entertainment commentator, Elvis Mitchell, joins us from New York. Elvis, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. I was betting that you could name all seven dwarfs.
I was just thinking here, rattling them off on my fingers. I'm not sure. Certainly, I couldn't do it like a Gatling gun. Wait, Dopey, Doc, Sneezy, Sleepy.
Bob Segal. he's not in that cast. Isn't that a great line? Dumbo's not in that cast. The great thing about the DVD, too, which is it just teems with life. The movie is so much about the incidental pleasures we get from watching actors being given a chance to just sort of do what they can do.
What does California Split represent on the bookshelf of Robert Altman DVDs that any intelligent film fan ought to have?
It's funny because I think for all Altman fans, they all have a favorite. For many, it's either Nashville or MASH. But my favorite was always California Split because it feels like it's anecdotal, but really what's finally about is obsession. Mm-hmm. And once you finally sort of get to win your obsession and sort of put the cherry atop the sundae, then what's next?
Do you think Soderbergh, was it tongue-in-cheek, was it homage, just coincidence, that he cast Elliot Gould as a casino owner in Ocean's 11?
I would have to say D, all of the above, Scott. I mean, there probably is no bigger student of motion pictures than Steven Soderbergh. And what's really great is
with the robe open. I mean, this is a great performance.
Shambling around like a big sort of Borscht Belt Kodiak. And at one point, he talks about this robbery that takes place in the 70s, and he just kind of goes, those goddamn hippies. And you think, yeah, he's talking about the Elliot Gould who would have been around in the 70s in California Split. So yeah. It's the reason why I'm kind of looking forward to Ocean's 12 so much.
Elvis, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Our entertainment commentator, Elvis Mitchell, who hosts The Treatment, produced by member station KCRW.